depending on your perspective, the battle for five or six jobs among receivers on the Jaguars roster, there's either a lot of competition or not really that much at all. That's what happens when you draft two receivers in the second round.
So you have to figure that Marquise Lee and Allen Robinson are all but guaranteed a job with Cecil Shorts. Both rookies are polished receivers from big-time programs. Lee is fast and elusive, which is a pretty good combination. Robinson is bigger but almost as fast and has excellent feet. Shorts will play for a new deal headed into his fourth NFL season, but will have to stay healthy, which is something he's not done since cracking the lineup in 2012. He has a knack for the big play, though, and word has it he might move inside to create more mismatches as a slot receiver. So that's three, and you have to figure Ace Sanders' 51 catches and electrifying special plays last season have him back in 2014. So make it four, which leaves two jobs open. Mike Brown has evolved in his two seasons since changing from college quarterback to pro receiver. He's not big or fast, but has strong hands, catches the ball in traffic. Kerry Taylor signed on in Jacksonville last fall after a stint in Arizona. He's another tweener with adequate size and speed, but also came through last year when injuries ravaged the receiving corps. Tandon Dawes signed as a free agent in March after a four-year stint with the Ravens. He's a big body at 6'2 and more than 200 pounds, but was primarily a punt returner in Baltimore, where he posted a 15.6-yard average last fall, including an 82-yard touchdown. Lamar Thomas and Chad Bumpus are somewhat in the same boat. Thomas was in Jacksonville late last season as a first-year player. Bumpus played with Miami for a short while last fall. They're trying to stick, which isn't easy to do when there's another crop of undrafted rookie receivers ready to take their already tenuous jobs. Alan Hearns took advantage of a beat-up core in OTAs and got plenty of reps with the first team. He played for Jed Fish at Miami, so he knows the offense, and he's turned some heads with his 6'3" frame and sure hands. Damien Copeland was one of Teddy Bridgewater's favorite targets at Louisville. He's another tall receiver whose competitiveness really stood out on the practice field. Nathan Slaughter was a late addition who figures to be working for a job on the practice squad in the fall.
Potato, potato, you choose. There are a lot of receivers, some of whom got a lot of reps during OTAs, so it might seem like a really competitive situation. But to my way of thinking, there's only one or maybe two jobs available. Either way, it should be fun. For Jaguars.com, I'm Brian Sexton.